In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.
Do not forget, May 19th, 2021, the Gory Boys will be doing their 100th podcast live on youtube.com/GraveSunZero. Make sure to click the link in the description below. Subscribe today to be further informed as to when we go live. Once again, you'll get all your questions answered at youtube.com/GraveSunZero.
Boys and girls and Chomo Leaches, welcome to the Sounder.fm Gory Boys Podcast. This podcast is for May 12th, 2021. Alongside me is the Pitbull Dylan.
What's up?
So, Dylan, remember how we did the recent X-Factor Dark Days video and stuff like that?
Oh, the bedtime story video?
Uh-huh.
I had a blast doing that video.
It was a great video.
It was awesome.
You fought the monster.
Yeah.
There was high disappointment, though.
How?
Because monster didn't talk.
He doesn't talk.
No, but he can fly now.
Oh, God.
We brought back the monster for this podcast.
Yes, I actually enjoyed playing the monster.
What's up, Ray?
Well, not much.
You weren't the monster in that video, though. You weren't here for it.
Oh, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, two are apparently about the same size now.
Yeah. You got the same kind of head.
Yeah. Except for I'm more bald than you now.
Yeah, I will be bald soon.
I got my hair shaved.
I'm going to go to Alice and get my hair cut off.
But, Ray, you had to stay at the college during the quarantine.
Yeah.
Pretty much around the
kind of, and not only during, and when they had the lockdown, I had to go back in June last year.
Yeah, so you're kind of stuck out there. What did you do? You watched a lot of movies.
Yeah,
made some movies.
And I made a lot of videos for my channel.
Dylan, what did you do during the quarantine?
I didn't have a day off for 5 months with my job.
It was all work and no play. Well, you got a little bit of play in there, but...
Yeah, I pretty much did yard work.
Did you eat anything special?
My wife made me a tomahawk ribeye for my birthday, which was in November, but not in the start of the pandemic.
Mm. Ray, did you find anything special to eat?
Yeah, I found some chips, some really hot chips.
I'm just going to say, I don't like where this is going. Mm.
Would you consider eating bread special?
I don't eat a lot of bread. I can't. I eat it on subs. I'll eat subs and stuff, but I don't eat my
food. No, it's not special.
Gwyneth Paltrow
bread is common.
Apparently broke down and ate bread during quarantine.
Why is that news?
I don't know. It's Gwyneth Paltrow. She's the one that made the vagina-scented candle.
That's supposed to be scented after her vagina.
Specifically.
What's her orgasm. Vagina smell like?
I don't want to know.
Right? I guess if you meet her, you can ask her.
Well, I could buy the candle.
What do your pussy smell like? In the latest celebrity attempt to prove they had it just as hard as normal people.
They did not fucking have it hard. Fucking Robert De Niro is just bitching because he only made $7 million last year due to the pandemic.
That's because Hollywood's dying.
Well, no, but you have to think, though.
Well, I mean, look at the quality of the movies we're getting nowadays. Yeah. They suck.
You have to think, though. He owns a casino, a part of a casino in Vegas, and he probably lost a lot of
money. Okay, how about this? What could the three of us knuckleheads do with $7 million? A shitload.
Yeah,
pay off my car.
Yeah, I could fix up my house, pay off some debts. My son's going to college. I'd buy me a new truck.
But Robert De Niro doesn't live in the same class as us. He doesn't even have the same ideas or anything. He's a completely different
person. Celebrity lives in the same class as we do. That's why they're so out of touch.
Exactly. Yeah. Point taken.
Gwyneth Paltrow has admitted she driven to the extreme during quarantine. Things got dark, she said, as she drank too many cocktails the night during the lockdown.
Too many cocktails, huh? That just sounds like a Saturday night to me.
And even ate bread and pasta.
What's so great about that? Is she vegan?
Well, I mean, if she ate Chef Boyardee, then it really is hard times.
Is she a vegan? I don't know.
I think she eats meat, like a normal person.
Okay, why is she worried about eating bread?
If I were her, I'd be more concerned about buying an 8,600 hiking necklace as part of my detox program and creating a candle that smells like an orgasm. But hey, that's my sanity.
Even if she was vegan, bread is vegan. Vegan people can eat bread. Bread is not animal product.
And also, my wife actually introduced me
to sugar. It's not good for you, though.
My wife actually introduced me to sugar-free bread. It tastes just like wheat bread.
A lot of pasta probably isn't good for you. You shouldn't eat too much.
No.
Did you know that pasta and bread are almost the same? They're going to get carbohydrates?
A lot of starch.
Yeah, a lot of starch. Potato, too.
I love potatoes.
I know, and you don't eat vegetables, but you eat potato. That's like the worst vegetable you can eat.
Egg, corn.
That's not good either.
It helps you shit.
Yeah, it does. But corn doesn't digest.
Metamucil works just fine.
All right, so people, if you want to know how often your shit goes through your system, here's what you do. You spend one day and you eat a shit ton of corn, and then you calculate how much time you see the return.
I got a better idea. Take a couple of laxatives and then drink an entire can of Gatorade. Mm-hmm. You have to do that before you have a colonoscopy.
Ray, we're going to make you eat a banana and drink Sprite.
I don't think he knows.
He knows.
Hang on.
I won't do that because Sprite is carbonated, and if you eat a banana first, you're liable to throw up.
You will throw up. Not liable, no. There's no liability. I've never seen anybody that didn't.
And he's not sure there's probably somebody that would. I don't throw up.
What the hell is a hiking necklace for detox?
A what?
Apparently she's created a detox necklace that cost $8,600.
Wow, that...
What does a hiking necklace mean?
Who pays $8,500 for a fucking necklace?
People with more money than we have.
My lowest point this pandemic was when, at the end of my tether, I yelled, "I'm the alpha," at 4-month-old puppies, proving us both that clearly.
Oh, no.
You know that at $8,600, you could pay off some people's doctor bills.
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow's weird. She did psychedelic mushrooms to try to detox her body.
I'm sure she just snipped her own vagina.
Well, I can tell you, there's one celebrity that takes the cake. It's not Gwyneth Paltrow, it's Alicia Silverstone.
She's still irrelevant.
Is she still irrelevant?
Do
you know what she did?
Somebody if celebrities still are pretty
fucked up.
I don't know if she still is today, but
recently
she's pretty fucked up.
Okay, so recently Sarah Silverman, we're going to get into this discussion. I'm not going to go too far into it because it leads into some political idealism, but Sarah Silverman literally called Caitlyn Jenner a transphobe. Crunch the numbers and do the math on that one. It's hurting them.
But it used to be a man.
Like, wait, something doesn't add out here. Sarah Silverman really cracked the code and figured out how to 2 + 2 = fish. She literally
2 + 2 = fish.
Yeah, cracked the code.
How does it equal fish?
Sarah Silverman. Apparently, she figured it out.
So what you're telling me is her brain's a piece of buttered toast.
Yeah, ranking up there. Anyways, I don't have any way to really segue onto this topic.
Seeing this. Pregnant mom plans to live to live stream herself giving birth for OnlyFans for 10,000, euros?
Pounds.
Pounds. Echo, 10,000 pounds to U.S. dollars.
I don't know. You have to look it up. I think is that euro or pound?
By the way, I have a routine you might like. I can wish you a good morning and more. Do you want to try it?
Can you fuck off and give us the number?
By the way, I have a routine you might
Echo.
Know. I can wish.
What is 10,000 pounds to U.S. dollars?
No problem.
Wow, she's fucking retarded.
All right,
fuck. Is that? Let go down and see if that's pounds or euros. Because I'm not sure what the sign for euros. I think it's pounds.
Carla Belushi. Is she related to Jim Belushi?
No, it's not even spelt the same way.
Has been cashing in on her pregnancy on the adult content subscription service OnlyFans, selling photos of her baby bump, and now she claims she'll live stream the birth.
Okay.
How many viewers do you think she's going to get?
There's some weird motherfuckers out there in the world.
And they're jacking off to the birth?
Okay, you know what?
If you're paying that much, you're jerking it. Let's just face it.
I don't know how to talk about this, honestly. being a father...
Oh, I see the hit! Ah!
I witnessed my son's birth, and...
There's nothing sexual about it.
No, there's not. To me, it was a very intimate, beautiful moment. I got to witness the birth of my son. Just going to throw it out there, there's a lot of blood.
I can almost guarantee you, though you say there's nothing sexual about it, I bet you there's people out there that have a fetish for it.
There's people
like everything.
I will agree with you on that. There's, like I just said, there's some weird motherfuckers in the world.
There's some people with some fucked up fetishes.
And most fetishes don't have anything sexual. They just think it does.
Okay. It's got to be done.
What?
Pregnant fetish.
I know that there's pregnant BDSM play. Where they try to become pregnant for the...
Matt is Googling messed up fetishes. 22 terrifying sexual fantasies.
Okay, here we go. 20 what the fuck sex fetishes.
Ray, are you on... Did you make this list?
Maybe.
All right, so number one is fornophilia. It's a form of sexual bondage which humans use as...
Or incorporated into a piece of
furniture.
Basically, they fuck lamps.
Or they
They have their person pretend to be something.
A table, a chair, and then the other person sits on
it. Oh, that... Okay, I was thinking of the other one that was joked about in the show Supernatural. Or CSI, I don't remember now, no more.
There's a... Sexually aroused by tears and sobbing, often there's another person...
That's from the movie Crybaby with Johnny Depp. That little picture there?
So basically, they watch a girl cry while they're jacking it?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
There's Ray, we're going to have you pronounce these ones since you seem to be...
Symphorophiliacs are erotically turned on by car crashes, and that's common. In catastrophes...
That's common?
It's considered pretty common. They made a movie about it.
Oh, my God.
They made a movie about it. It's called Crash. James Spader was in it.
There's also Crash Holly.
And they say that's more common than you think. Hybristophiliacs.
Obsessed with sexually attracted to criminals, especially if they committed extreme ones such as rape and murder.
Oh, that's pretty fucked up.
Did you kill somebody? Hell yeah.
And they'll probably kill you too, but...
Yeah? Maybe that's part of the fantasy?
It probably is. Rape fantasy's a thing.
Okay, now the next one's got a picture of a dude, like, groping a tree.
The love of trees, but people take it to a whole new level, weird sexual attractions. Basically, they're sitting there fucking a tree.
I mean, if you got, like, a hole in the tree and there's, like, I guess, about bee's dust in there full of
tree
honey.
Tree sap.
Uh-oh. Tree sap.
Objectophilia, we already know that one. Where people have fallen in love with objects.
That's actually quite common.
I thought it was fucking
that is very common, actually.
Terry plus sexual attraction to machines.
I've heard of that when they fucked the tailpipe of a car.
Robots, cars, vehicles. That one's probably becoming more popular if you really want to think about it.
Think about it. Cars are seen in many ads as sexual objects. That's why they show girls and stuff. So it's naturally that some people are going to get attracted to the machine. I mean, why do you think they make them so round?
Well, now they got the sex robots, so people are...
We did a podcast on that guy, so what, sometime last year?
Yeah. Mannequin fetishes.
That's common, too.
Yeah, that's pretty common. Would like, Victoria's Secrets be, like, a place that they should stay out of?
Because they're so shaped like a human that...
Yeah, probably they need to stay out of Victoria's Secret.
This one's...
The furry thing.
Well, there's a whole different...
That's
not part of that. That's a part of plushophilia.
Your Susagalomitophilia, otherwise known as a fetish for teddy bears.
Is that how you pronounce that, really?
Or Susagalomitophilia.
I thought that was more for plushophilia.
Or Susagalmatophilia.
Stuff like that. But anyways...
Okay, this one's just nasty, where you get off on people being in diapers.
Well,
I've heard of that.
Along the lines of they like older women looking like children rather than the actual children itself.
But they say it's related to pedophilia.
It can be, probably.
That was pretty perverted to me.
Some people get off on their getting their balls kicked in.
What the?
Look at Gory Boys, man. Isn't that
you don't
true?
Get off on it,
the
though.
Hell we don't. How many times have you two got kicked in the balls?
Yeah, but how many times have we said, oh, dude, let's get kicked in the nuts again? Never.
Only for 1,000 subscribers.
Yeah, right. He's doing that. I'm not.
Get hot and bothered when they come to contact with extremely cold objects or watching others freeze. What?
Okay, that's kind of dangerous.
Psychrophiliacs. So is like the polar bear club their excessive gangbang orgy?
I don't fucking know. I'm just learning all kinds of shit. I'm just going
to
say
it. Emetophilia I've heard of. It's where you get attracted to vomit. Like that guy.
Oh, she fuck.
Yeah, okay, that's what she's rolling around in. Ew.
Vomit.
I know this one. It gets turned on by the smell or taste of menstruating.
You know what? Period sex ain't that bad. Just wash it off and you're fine. Just saying.
Sally wrote... Ray, you're supposed to be pronouncing these big ones.
Oh, salirophilia.
It's a sexual fetish that involves deriving erotic pleasure of soiling or defecating the object.
Disheveling.
Ones.
Is this like two girls in a cup?
They love mud wrestling.
Yeah.
Oh, because that says mud or filth.
I wonder if coprophilia is in here.
Mm. Licking each other's eyeballs, that's a thing.
Akinolinctus.
Great, that one's from Japan.
Would you ever lick an eyeball?
No.
I picture Ray might.
I don't want to picture anything Ray does.
Vitreous humor. Vitreous humor, I don't know if it tastes too good.
It's the lady from fucking... Which one?
Yeah, I've heard about this one where people are more sexually attracted to amputees.
It's the lady... Which
Acrotomophilia.
I know that movie. Hold up. Which fucking movie is that, man?
Planet Terror.
Yeah, okay, thank you. That's going to drive me insane. It's the one-legged lady from Planet
this
Terror.
This creeps me out.
What is that?
50 Shapes of Nope. Imagine having insects and small creatures crawling all over your bodily...
Formicophiliac.
It's a form of coelie...
Nope, formicophiliac.
Let him pronounce it, okay?
You say you would stick your dick in an anthill?
Yep.
My dick can't go in the anthill.
Or in a bee's hive?
Nope.
Let's see. Done exclusively by bronies. Kloppin' refers to bronies pleasuring themselves watching My Little Pony Friendship with Magic.
Y'all nasty little motherfuckers.
I didn't know they had a fetish for My Little Pony.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
There's the cloppers out there.
Matt showed me a couple of fucked up videos.
Yeah.
I wish
Zoophilia,
you got...
we've seen that one.
That's animals. That's pretty common, too.
Necrophilia.
Hey, that's common, too, unfortunately. I actually know this one. Mm. Just because of the Rob Zombie.
And there are people that have necrophilia.
There's a fetish where people love to be eaten alive and swallowed by a whole other...
Yes! Country. There was a guy in, I forget where, Germany, who actually, it was consensual, too. Apparently, is her wife allowed him to do it.
I would assume it would have to be consensual.
And,
he was okay with
he
it.
He cut
apparently.
Her up and killed her and cut her and ate her. He went to jail for it, but...
Who got off on that, though?
Wasn't there a movie called Heart Eater or... Something like that?
Yeah, there was a movie about it, but this guy was real, whereas
it's
weird
like,
case.
She, like, proceeds to cut off people's flesh and then starts cutting her own flesh and eating herself.
But the one they're missing here is coprophilia.
What is that movie called? She rips out her own heart in the end and eats it.
I've heard of it. I think I've seen it.
I've seen it. It's fucked up. Hmm. She would eat her own flesh, basically, and then at the very end, she finally cut out her heart, eats it, she smiles and dies at the end of it.
But they're missing one.
It's not as fucked up as the movie Grotesque.
They're missing coprophilia.
Is this it? Is this all of them?
That's all 20.
I'm sure there's more of them out there.
Yeah, no, but they're missing coprophilia. That's where you're attracted to shit.
I thought that was like scat porn and stuff.
Yeah, well, technically.
I just immediately thought of
how about telephone scatologia? Where you're attracted to prank calls. You just type it in there.
I'm sure there's
telephone scatologia.
Anyways, the 39-year-old from Hitchens Hertz has continued to bring in her bacon with the content on OnlyFans. She's going to live stream her birth for those who want to pay good money. She would have to do this outside of a hospital.
Well, first of all, I am not going to pay to see somebody have a baby. I am sorry, but I am not paying for that.
That's number one. Number two, wouldn't you be able to find this online?
Eventually.
Probably. I could go to a...
You could delete something, but once it's on the internet, it's there forever.
I'm sure you could find people giving birth online. I'm pretty sure it's not that hard.
It's probably not. Some sites, doctor sites will have it.
Yeah.
Actually, but, there's probably, if you find dig deep enough on YouTube, something as simple as YouTube, you could probably find a childbirth video.
But I'm afraid that we have to kind of go back to what Ray was talking about with the whole scat.
Oh, no.
Why?
Is that the third topic?
Because, Ray, do you think that they would get off on this guy who's building a wall made out of cow dung.
Actually, that's not...
Hold up. This is from Fox fucking News.
That's not getting off. That is somebody wants to... I can understand this. That is somebody who wants to get back at their nasty fucking neighbor, and they decide to put up a poop wall. I mean, I can see that.
Where do you get done this?
Where do you get cow feces?
You never know what I've done.
I'm just curious.
Michigan man builds poop wall after dispute with neighbor.
This is a 250-foot wall of made cow shit.
That wasn't even a human. No, cow manure is bad.
Cow shit.
Miners poorly read...
Is that a picture?
I mean, that's awesome. What that guy did, don't mess with me, you fucking neighbor.
He took effort.
Yep.
How tall is that?
I think it's 250 feet long, because it's not
yeah,
really
it's not tall. It doesn't have to be tall. All you need is...
Comments, what a crappy thing to do.
And the ironic thing is, I don't know if the township can do anything, because it's on his property.
What kind of shit is this? Have you seen the price of lumber lately? Totally understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Price of lumber's going up.
Yeah, it is.
What, are we having a tree shortage?
250-foot wall manure was erected following a property line dispute that had fell a farm last year, according to Fox News. So this is his own cow shit, because he apparently has a farm. Imagine having to sit there and scoop up your cow's curds to build a wall.
You gotta basically wait for it to dry out.
We're gonna build a wall. Get shit done.
Oh, God.
Now we know where that phrase came from.
What, fuck them all to death?
It comes with a powerful stench. The farmer built the wall whose identity has remained anonymous. Well, I'm sure we can easily find him. Just look for the damn poop wall in Michigan. Follow the stench. The
countryside of Michigan, apparently.
Well, no, Michigan pretty stinks pretty much. So it may be a little bit harder to find.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Isn't the whole place on fire right now?
Like Michigan?
Yeah.
You're thinking of California.
Yeah, Portland, Michigan.
Oh, I don't know.
They're burning the whole town down.
Why?
Because of things.
I really don't know.
Why? You don't want to know.
I'll find out later.
It's a compost fence, he reported. Wouldn't it help plant? Yeah, it says composting is the act of adding organic materials to grow and help plants grow, which is needed for. Why don't you just build cactus walls?
I mean, yeah, cactus will keep them out because cactus hurts.
Yeah. Where are the compost fence tutorial, the dolly?
Yeah, but cactus isn't going to make the neighbor pissed off as much because the neighbor's not going to go into his property.
There's a tutorial.
Problem.
Oh, no.
There's a tutorial on how to do this, but the video's taken down, apparently.
Well.
So. Yeah.
You can buy a bag of shit at Lowe's, you know that, right?
Yeah. But isn't it the dry version?
I don't think it's usually a little moist because they leave it outside. But
$1 million, but no. you have to eat a spoonful.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you can go fuck yourself. I'm not eating shit.
I'm not eating it's crap. Just
cow poop smell.
Well, you might expect to smell a little cow poop, especially if you live on a farm in Lodi Township near Ann Arbor. And on Tuesday, the hottest day of the year, about 80 degrees.
Oh.
It's bad.
But the cow poop is not really coming from the cows. Well, it is. But it's also coming from this.
It's just a shit pile over there.
Well, we'll just call it a poop wall. A 250-foot long poop wall. That's really close to the house.
They probably sold, like, it has some cultural or agricultural benefit.
Well, not really. See, the poop wall is really all part of a family feud.
They normally spread it on the field.
Like the game.
Decided to make a fence out of it.
Wayne. Where does all this poop come from?
Comes from the cows.
Okay, so I want to point out one thing. The guy decided to be anonymous about who built the wall. Yet we can find out who these people are.
It's a family feud, apparently. Like the Hatfields.
All we
got to
do is figure out who these people are, look up their addresses, do a Google map search of the address, pinpoint exactly where the address is, and then you get the first.
Well, the one guy looked like a reporter, and he was actually on the property, so he must know where it is.
Yeah. And like I said, you can Google search these houses, so it wouldn't be hard to figure out who's doing this.
That would be where Wayne's grandfather, Edward Lambert,
That's an old house.
100 years ago. Edward had two sons, Owen and Raymond, and then the property was divided.
So we got, what is this, the Raymond Lambert store?
Raymond Lambert store. He got my name in there.
I think it said Raymond Lambert and Son.
Now, we're going to respect these people's wishes as to not being named. But I'm going to figure out who this is. Raymond Lambert.
He's going on Google.
Now, if you guys want to do the research yourself, go ahead. A-R-T-H.
Yep.
Do you know that you can just go on the property records of the actual town of Michigan and find out who it was?
Did you find it?
Yep. There we go.
It was the first thing he clicked on Google.
Ann Arbor's Greenbelt. So the house is here, so their house is either going to be this one here or somewhere over here.
So where would the shit wall be?
That's the whole point. You'd have to pinpoint the exact address and stuff like that. Like I said, we're not going
to
leak this
guy's address. Go back to the map. No, you're not.
I mean, here's the address.
Oh, God.
So easy to find. They say, we don't want to remain anonymous, but we could easily find it.
I found his phone number.
Yeah, we can find that.
Hey, there's the cell phone.
So, like I said, it's easy to find.
Are we on Google Maps now?
Yeah.
There it is. Wow. Anonymous, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, I can find anything if I want to.
You know, there's no privacy anymore. I mean...
Yeah, this is the farm. This is definitely the same one.
I want to know where that shit wall is.
Well, that's not the house there.
This is probably a photo before that point.
And you have to drive around to find it. I mean, it's in the area.
But yeah, I think this house is like somewhere over here, probably behind this.
I don't think so. I think it's a ways away.
Well, this is definitely one of their houses, though. This might be the poop house, because that was in the video.
It was a brick house that they showed.
I mean, this is the other house that was in the video.
There's a brick house nearby. I don't see a brick
probably
house
out in the field.
Zoom in? I don't know if you can.
No, I can't really zoom in. This is Pleasant Road. So maybe Raymond's...
They're going down the road.
Going down on the road.
I can drive on the internet.
On the road again.
Yeah, and you don't even have to get in your car.
Nope. But there's a red house down there.
Oh, only God. Certain streets do that. You can't do that with every street.
Oh, God.
I see a red house.
We're going to the red house.
That's a barn that he sees.
That's a White House, Matt, you fucking retard.
No, I'm talking to one
That's
not it.
How the hell did
that's
you see
barn.
That fucking thing way over
that's
there?
That's a barn. That's not it. This is a two-story house.
I wonder who owns this one. You know these people are rich. A lot of people that have farms are usually pretty wealthy. They grow the crops for, like, the town and stuff like that, so they make some pretty good cash. But, yeah, you got to really hate somebody to spend the time building a damn...
Well, you know, some neighbors can be really nasty.
Oh, there's a brick house.
There's a brick.
That's a barn. That's clearly a barn.
What's this down here?
Probably not brick, it's just redwood.
Well, I know, there was a house on the side of the road that was brick. Well, I think it had a...
Was it two-story?
No, it was a single-story house.
No, well, I didn't specify, though, that it was on the road specifically.
It could be on a side road, too. You don't know.
Yeah.
So we're going
quite a ways away from the original house you Googled. We don't know.
This place has a regular fence. Why not just build that?
Because he wanted the smell to annoy that neighbor.
Well, I mean, they live on a farm, Ray. I'm pretty sure that you've already smelled like cow dung all the time.
You could be right about that.
You never know, Matt. They could be from the fucking city.
He said cow manure, down it.
No, that's not brick, that's wood.
Over a property line? Well, the poop hit the farm. You've been around poop all your life on this farm.
Yeah, that was a wooden deal for it.
Word had two sons, Owen and Raymond. And where does all this poop come from?
Comes from the cows.
Oh.
And that would be where Wayne's...
Yeah, that one's definitely the brick house, but the other one's...
Grandfather Edward Lambert developed the farm 100 years ago.
Edward had two sons, Owen and Raymond, and then the property was divided.
Last year, when there was a dispute over a property line, well, the poop hit the farm. You've been around poop all your life on this farm.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it shouldn't be that big a deal for you.
No,
but it really has shitty neighbors.
Renters, you know, they have to live with this every day.
Neighbors.
I come here to mow the lawn.
And they are consistently
ruining my garage morning
as I walk out.
Can't leave the window open because the whole upstairs will smell like it.
How you doing? And there's the guy that...
That was a dude with that little girl voice.
Just talk about the poop wall here.
Yeah, well, I don't like the price of milk.
What's that got to do with that?
I guess he wanted to go back to planting the corn. Now, Wayne has tried to do something.
What's the price of milk
got to
do with this whole situation?
Local and state officials said no. Wayne might be complaining about the poop, but I think it's totally legal. The poop's on this guy's property.
I mean, it is legal. There's nothing he can do about it.
Yes.
Oh, I just got a good look.
Yep. And once warmed up, it's like you can smell it all the way.
Yeah, see, this is that White House that we saw. That was telling you about?
I mean, a town could make some big deal out of it. Too many neighbors complain, but
near Ann Arbor, Charlie Langton, Fox 2 News.
Fox 2.
I thought he said
Fox
2.
But you would
Fox
have to go to court.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought too.
Poop wall.
But yeah, that's the White House.
Now you don't know if that was the same White House that you saw.
Well, I mean, if it's got the garage.
No, you can't go. You got to actually see the features of the house to determine that.
Well, get to the damn house.
I'm going back to the damn house.
One of them had a big window on the
side. There's the brick house.
Yeah, there's a brick house.
That's the one I pointed out a moment ago.
Yeah, that was two, only one story.
I'm thinking this is that one girl's house. Like I said, we're not putting out the addresses. You guys can do your research and figure it out for yourself.
That's not it.
Oh, that's
well,
just
no, we're
a
on,
shack.
We're on the opposite side, though.
That
there was a garage behind this.
I thought that red building behind that White House was it, that see? Barn, but that's apparently just some kind of shed.
Yeah, this is the garage right here.
That's in the back, though.
Well, yeah, Ray, you're not going to talk about camera angles, depending upon where they filmed.
I mean, that's kind of obvious. I don't think that's the house.
I don't think I can get down here, no.
Basically, Google Maps just sticks to the main road, right?
Yeah,
basically. And I don't think that's a garage.
Maybe not.
Could be an attachment.
I think it's just an attachment to the house.
Yeah, we'll go down the road a little further.
Because, you know, all houses are built differently.
How about that one?
I bet that one's it, because that's got the red building behind it.
I don't think I can get down here. Yeah, because that's not main road. Look back there.
Right there's, I bet that's it.
Yeah, that's the same wood. That's part of that one shop.
Okay, so
it's around this area.
Wow.
Now, why do I still think that's not it?
It's from 2021.
Because you're pessimistic.
No, it's because I don't see features that don't. Number one, that building has Lambreth on it. I don't see that on there.
It could be on the other side, right?
It's possible.
Yeah, it's, we're not looking at the main road. This definitely looks like that girl's house, though. Let's see if I can.
I thought I saw a bay window on the side.
That could be it, for all we know. That red building behind that White House.
A window coming out on the side of the house.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, let me see.
But I had to look at the other.
On the other side of this house, Matt, is there a better view of that building?
Maybe. Let me see.
You know what I'm trying to. You know what
I'm
getting
at? You have to get the right angle to get it. Nope.
That's way too far off.
I bet if we get to the.
That don't look like it.
That just looks like basic lumber.
It's definitely red.
It's red.
I think that's it, because look at the sign.
Go.
Can you pull up a little closer to it?
That could be it.
There's a tree.
You're going to cut it away. Maybe one more. Maybe now.
Right there is a good view.
Can you zoom in anymore?
That's as far as it zooms.
All right, whoa. Go back to it. Go back to it. Look at that right there. See that line?
That looks like shit to me.
That looks like a shit line. Dude, we found it.
It could be
it. Looks like shit to me.
It's possible.
I'm excited now. We found something.
We don't know yet. We'd have to go there to see.
We're not going to put the dude's address out.
That looks like that to me, so I'm going with it. I could be wrong, though.
Imagine living in a place that smells like shit.
I do architectural surveys.
You know what? I'm just going to throw it out there. My grandmother, when she was alive, she had ducks, chickens, geese, and turkeys, and all kinds of birds. And she, you know, would shovel up the poo and put it in her flowers. And in the summer, on that hot day, that had a stank to it.
I would move at that point. If you could not get that shit away, I'd move. That'd be too bad. Every time you walk, it's like, smell this mushroom. Smells like shit to me.
Let me tell
you
something. If people get flooded all the time and still refuse to move, I don't think a shit wall is going to stop them either. Hmm. So people don't move when they
wet and
go somewhere.
Shit. And he's over there beating off.
In business, you rarely hear the expression for life. You make a purchase for a product, for a service, and there's a time frame there. Well, that's not the case with Awaken 180 weight loss. Allow me to explain. You know, a year ago, I started with Awaken 180 weight loss and had incredible success losing weight. But you can lose all the weight in the world and not keep it off. And what good is it? That's why I have support for life from Awaken 180. Yeah. I mean, I go back for check-ins and make sure everything's going smoothly, but if I ever had a problem, the counselors are there to get me back on track. Why don't you do what I did and call for a consultation? 844-346-1800. 844-346-1800 or go to awaken180weightloss.com.